Hey guys, this is the Closet Geek. Barry here to give you a little bit of bad news. Unfortunately, this week and next week, we are going to have to take a little hiatus from the Closet Geek. This week, mostly because of technical difficulties on my end of the line, and next week, both Ryan and I are going to be moving to our new houses. But we're sorry because this was going to be our San Diego Comic-Con episode, and we knew that a lot of people were looking forward to that. But I didn't want to leave you hanging with just nothing, so I wanted to give you maybe a little taste of what to expect in the future for the Closet Geek. And one of those things is that we are thinking, especially on my part, is that we're going to add another show to the lineup. And this show, I already have a title, I have an email for it, I'm in the process of getting things started with that. But to give you an idea of what the show is going to be about, it's going to be about highlighting rumors of the industry. So there's plenty of news stories, news podcasts out there about the industry news, our show being one of them. We talk about industry news all the time with geeky stuff. And we do talk about the rumors every once in a while, but I wanted to create a show where we go a little bit more in depth with the rumors, what our thoughts are about it, and, you know, does this rumor, is it a good rumor? Do we think it would be awesome if it actually happened? Or just throw it out, you know, that's the most ridiculous thing we've ever heard. So to give you an idea, one of the newest rumors right now, and one of the things that we talk a lot about on the Closet Geek, is Star Wars Episode 7, of course. And with them starting to get the ball rolling with that, filming and all other stuff, they're still adding characters and cast members to the movies. And one of the most recent rumors, and people are apparently really hyped up about this, is that Simon Pegg is going to be in Star Wars. Now, the reason why people think this is because Simon Pegg did a Twitter photo of Harrison Ford's parking spot at the Star Wars studios, and also Benedict Cumberbatch at San Diego Comic-Con talked about how he saw Simon Pegg on the set, and I think that's interesting because why is Benedict Cumberbatch there? But Simon Pegg didn't neither confirm nor denied that he's in the movie or that he was seen on set of the movie. But I just wanted to think about this for a second. Okay, Simon Pegg, he is very well known for his comedic acting. He's not known for his serious acting or being an action star or anything. He's a comedy guy. And so in my mind, I'm trying to think, well, okay, comedy guy bringing him into Star Wars, what is he going to be? Is he going to be the comedic relief that, you know, the Star Wars movies have attempted to have in previous movies? You know, we had C-3PO and R2-D2 in the earlier renditions, and then in the next one we had the infamous Jar Jar, but they try their hand at humor at times, and we all know that our good old George is not the greatest director, but that it's interesting to see that maybe they want to have another comedic outlook of the movie. And with JJ doing it and working with Simon Pegg before in other movies, especially the Star Trek movies, they have a good rapport with each other. They're friends and they know how each other works. And JJ being a good director and writer, I think that it could work. But is Simon Pegg going to be an alien? Is he going to be the classic smuggler Han Solo type of character, but more comedic in that aspect? It'll be interesting to see. Or for all we know, that Simon Pegg's just going to be a voice of a character. We don't know what the rumor of how great of role that he'd have in the movie. So it could just be a little cameo or a voice for something, for as far as we know. But I think that it could work, but I think people are getting in my opinion, I think people are getting a little too excited about having Simon Pegg be in Star Wars. I really don't see that happening. In my personal opinion, I think Star Wars should more go the more nitty gritty, dirty, you know, grungy type of feel rather than the happy go lucky. Of course, you have to have hope in the movies. You have to have all those things. But I think I enjoy a little bit darker stuff every once in a while. So throwing a full-fledged comedic actor into the movie, I just hope that they do it right. If it's actually going to happen, for all we know, it's not going to happen. People really think it's going to. People are like, oh, this is really going to happen. But it's essentially a rumor at this point, and we have no idea and no confirmation of any of these things happening. So just a little food for thought. So Simon Pegg, Star Wars, there's your rumor for the day. So that's kind of something that I would like to do as a show, is to talk about the rumors, go a little bit more in depth. This could be a solo hosting show that I do, or we could bring in one of the other four horsemen of Geek, and we could do a little duo show. But I also have plans on having lots of guests, even more guests than we've had on the Closet Geek, and this could be kind of a thing that where we have a guest every week to talk the rumors for us. It's still up in the air whether or not we want it to be a half an hour or an hour long show or even less than that. It's we're in beta right now for the show, so we apologize once again that the Closet Geek episode is not going to be up and available this week, and next week we're going to be gone as well because Ryan and I are both moving to our new locations. And so stay tuned for in 2 weeks, we will have the Closet Geek back and in full force once again, bringing you the latest and greatest geeky news. So that's it for me, guys. I appreciate you taking your time to listen to this little excerpt, little beta version of what could happen in the future with the Closet Geek by adding this show. So it'd be a completely new show, and we'd also do the Closet Geek still every week. So if you have any ideas or you have any comments, definitely if you think this is a good idea and if you want more content being brought to you by the Four Horsemen of Geek, then definitely email us at theclosetgeekpod@gmail.com, and you could also go to our Facebook page and reach out to us there as well. So The Closet Geek on Facebook. Thanks, guys. And just, we want to remind you always to wave your geek flag proudly.